It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today. We have James Downham and Amanda Kind on the show. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Amanda's there as well, correct?
Yes. Hi.
Excellent. Amanda, you guys got a new tune out called We're Okay. We'll talk about that in just a second. But James and I have talked many times on this show before. So let's get the new kid here. Amanda, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Well, I'm so grateful to be on today. Thanks so much. I'm a singer, songwriter, and vocal coach from Waterloo, Ontario. I actually grew up in British Columbia in White Rock, and I have tons of family in Saskatchewan, so I was there this summer visiting them for my grandmother's 90th birthday. So I've been there, and I love it. I've been singing for a long time, and mostly in the pop realm, so this is my first foray into country, and I am loving it. It's been such a great ride. I've taught a lot of country music because I have a lot of country indie artists as clients, but I've never actually been on a song myself, so I was really honored when James sort of said, okay, I think you're going to guest on this song that we've co-written together, and it's been a ride. It's been a fun time.
Let's talk about vocal coaching during COVID, Amanda. How's that working for you?
You know, you would be really surprised how amazing it's turned out. My business before COVID was mostly in person, but of course we can't sing with other people in enclosed spaces right now. So I've been doing that over Zoom, and it's been amazing because all of a sudden I have clients from all over Canada. So it's worked out actually beautifully for me, and I've been very lucky to work with a lot of awesome artists over the last 18 months. So in many cases, you know, being able to switch to an online forum has actually been a wonderful change for me.
Nice, nice. And James, how did you find out about Amanda?
Well, I actually got invited, speaking of all the virtual options there are these days, I got invited to a virtual songwriting group with a bunch of sort of folks in the southwestern Ontario area. And Amanda just happens to be one of the organizers of this. And you get kind of grouped together with maybe like four different people to do some writing. And every month, you know, you're kind of working with a different group. And Amanda actually reached out to me after one of the sessions to say, I hadn't been in a group with her, to say, you know, I've got an idea in mind, and I'd like to work with you on it. It's a country song, and that's not her background. We got together in a group. We wrote this tune with a couple of other great songwriters, Matt Cable and Carrie DeMayer. And we've only met in person twice. Once was at the studio, and once was at a photo shoot for the track. And but otherwise, all of our conversations have been virtually. But when we were working on the song, as we were writing, I'm like, you know, this is something special. This is at least I thought this is really good. And I said, you know, I think I need to do something with this. So, Amanda, you can tell me. I don't know if you were surprised that I was like, yeah, I want you to sing with me. But there was no question at all in my mind that Amanda was absolutely the person that had to sing this.
Which, for me, I actually was a bit surprised. When we were writing it, I was, like James, really excited by what was coming out of the writing session. For me, it had this really epic, sweeping duet feel that I always love those kinds of songs. And while we were writing it, I was sort of thinking, wouldn't it be very cool if James cut this track with another country singer? It would be awesome for me to even just be a writer on it. But, you know, while we were developing the melodies, I did have a really a blast singing it as we were developing it. And so when James was like, yeah, you're going to cut this, my first reaction was, oh, my goodness, I'm scared. Should I tiptoe into the country realm? And then the more we started working on it, the more exciting it became for me.
The country music family is very welcoming, Amanda. It's
Oh, they are so welcoming. That's my experience. Honestly, no group of artists has ever been more welcoming to me. I really believe people in country music are a special group of welcoming, awesome, familiar people.
Speaking of special, James, I talk to Pete Wheeler every once in a while, and he's good doing his own thing, of course, with and Durham County Band and all of that. You guys still talking? You together as a band still, or what's going on there?
Virtually. virtually, at least. You know, we haven't had the same opportunities to all get together. We still get to hang out every once in a while. We've had a couple of socially distanced visits at our buddy Kip's farm property up near Durham, Ontario. So and we've been out to the studio once in the pandemic. So certainly not normal times, luckily we recorded a bunch of stuff before the pandemic and hadn't put it out yet, so we've had some tracks come out. Pete's got a new song that he's just putting out in a couple of weeks, sort of a solo effort, which really just reflects all the time that he has to himself in the studio. We're all kind of doing our own thing, I think, just to keep ourselves busy and out of trouble, and keep doing music the way you can do music these days. It's just a little bit different. I mean, things are starting to get back to normal, but you just never know what's around the corner. So we'll all get through this. But I mean, people are still making music, right?
Like
more than ever before. And I'm writing a lot more now than I had been for a while. You just need to find different ways to connect with people, just like Amanda and I connected, and a bunch of other writers that I've had the pleasure of working with in the last little while that I wouldn't have met otherwise. And not just people from in town, people from across the country, people know how to use Zoom and such. And so it's really, I think, opened up a lot of doors in terms of being creative that probably weren't ever really closed, right? We just needed to realize those doors were there and reach out to other people. So I know it's been a really hard time for a lot of people, but, there's still an opportunity to be creative and kind of get a message out there. And that's really what this song, what we were trying to do with this song too, is make it timely, make it really resonate with people. It's really about, people or a couple who've had a difficult time, like so many people have, and just how you can get through those difficult times if you're holding each other up, taking turns, you can, each of you can break down when you have to, and the other one can hold you up at that point in time, and that's how people make it through together. So that's really what We're Okay is all about. And we what we've been hearing from folks is that it really is resonating, and it is there've been a lot of sadder and more negative type songs that have come out of people's experience, and we wanted to put something a little positive spin on how people can get through tough times.
Well, Amanda, you can chime in here too, but what I'm finding through COVID, at least one thing besides the obvious, as you mentioned, James, the world is getting smaller. A lot of people are learning technology that they never even thought would they'd have to learn. Like you said, like Zoom or any of the other social media outlets, getting in front of a phone camera or a camera to do a Zoom or a show online is brand new to a lot of people, and it's just it is an interesting time for sure, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that we really benefited to some degree. I don't know that James and I would have met without this virtual songwriting group, and there, as James said, we met lots of other people in it, and I love the way James can maybe speak to this more, but in our songwriting session it flowed so naturally, and we, like, I had never met Carrie DeMayer before in that room either. And so it's been really special to connect with other artists, not only here locally, but across the country, as James was saying, and to develop all these songs and then watch them come to fruition. We've seen other groups of songwriters that met in this same forum also release music like that. And so you're right, like, it's not necessarily that those doors weren't open. We just didn't know that they were there. And there's this wonderful idea of going, wow, there are so many more people I can collaborate with now that I have this virtual way of connecting with them. Because before, it would just have been impossible for me to collaborate with a producer from Vancouver or a songwriter from Halifax in person. That's just too much cost involved in flying out there.
Yeah,
but being on a Zoom call with them all of a sudden we're collaborating in new and innovative ways. And as you can, everybody can probably appreciate, everybody brings something unique to those conversations. Our song, We're Okay, would not be what it is without those exact four people in the room, because they each bring different experiences to that session. And so I'm really excited, or I was really excited at the time, especially that I felt like each person brought something really special to that project. And the song is what it is because we all had these feelings about what it means to band together and sort of, as James was saying, lift each other up, because as long as I have you, we're okay.
Yeah, yeah, you bet. And sweatpants sales are through the roof probably too, right?
For sure.
Maybe that should be our merchandise. We're okay, sweatpants.
That's well, right. I was going to say, who needs pants?
That's right. James, how do we get a hold of you first, James, on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, certainly James Downham Music on Facebook and Instagram, jamesdownham.com. You can find all sorts of stuff there. The track, of course, is on all the streaming and downloading sites, so Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music and everything else. So and definitely check out Amanda Kind, because mm-hmm. Amanda's got some music out as well that's just come out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this is going to be the last time. Amanda mentioned tiptoeing in the country. Mm-hmm. Some of us are really strongly encouraging her to fully explore it. But Amanda, tell folks where they can get a hold of you and find your stuff.
Yeah, thanks. My website is just my name, amandakind.com, and you can find me on Facebook at amandakind. On Instagram, I have a little more of a cute handle. It's Miss A Kind, so you can find me there. And yeah, I've got some pop tracks that are out. And as James was saying, I am writing some country stuff now that I'm excited to release. I actually just redid a song from my album 10 years ago as a country track, and that comes out next Friday. It's called Distant Memory. And so, you know, I'm having fun in the country realm, and I'm so appreciative of the way that audience has welcomed me. So thank you, country fans.
Well, what's a talented songwriter once wrote, you can check in, but you can never leave, right? So that's...
that's right. That's right.
You're in now, Amanda. Thanks, James. Thanks, Amanda.
I love it.
Thanks for the chat, guys. Good luck with this new duo. And let's hear more from Amanda Kind on country radio for sure. That'd be great.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Cal. You take care.
Thanks, Cal.
James Downham and Amanda Kind on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.